Indeed, you are on Rise FM in 60 minutes, and there's a comment that have come on while I was talking to Babu Maswangani. It says, is Mr. Maswangani having the same views with regards to the suspension of the HOD of education, Umam Lucy Moyang? So, yeah, apologies there. I was unable to see your comment while I was talking to Babu Maswangani, and I hope he is listening, and he said he will be listening to the program throughout the course of the show. So, if he is listening, but Maswangani, here's a question. Do you hold the same view on the suspension of the HOD of Education, Umam Lucy Moyang? Would like to get your response on that. We should focus now. We land in the Palisang local municipality. I'm joined in on the line by Unkosana Mgomezu. He's one of the community leaders in the Palisang local municipality, and I understand that he resides in Ward 3. Of that local municipality. They are among a number of residents in the Palisang who have been contacting us, wanting us to give them an audience around them ventilating some of the issues they are facing as far as service delivery. And while I was on the show, he did send me the current state of water. It begs the question if it really do the residents drink this type of water? Well, I don't know. But Nkosana is on the line. Babu Mgomezu, good evening.
Good evening, Musa, and viewers at home.
Yeah. Give us a sense of, maybe let's start with the pictures you've sent me on WhatsApp. What is the current state of water? Because the water that you've sent me, or the state of the pictures you've sent me, are deplorable. One would not fathom the fact that residents do drink this water.
Remember, Musa, M.M. Lazitindi came into your show last time and he lied about the state of the water, saying the water is clean. As we speak, at this present moment, as we speak right now, the water is still dirty, things haven't changed, you know, it's still the same. So, we have tried our level best to engage the municipality on the issue of water. That municipality, they don't want to be held accountable. Community members are just a parcel to them. You know, we are not allowed to say anything. You know, if you set an appointment with them, they refuse to grant you the appointment, they refuse to grant you the meeting. So in the Palisang, they do as they please. There's no accountability, nobody holds anyone accountable. The very same executive mayor who's protected the M.M. Lazikindi because he's a beneficiary of this uncontrollable corruption that is happening. And the state of water, you can see for yourself. I've sent you the pictures. The community members, that's the water they are drinking, Musa.
Let's talk about these allegations of corruption. What really is the corruption?
Last year, we had no electricity for about 15 days in Ward 3. The municipality, instead of paying, they are owing Eskom, and they were not keeping up with an agreement they have made with Eskom. So when Eskom switched off the electricity, they went and connect somewhere to put a new line, which is currently not working, you understand? And the M.M. Lazikindi is making all this appointment of these contractors. That's the way they are using to loot the municipality. The following companies are companies that are close to the municipality, which is Womrik, is owned by his wife, Vumabonke, and Hashtag. Understand? Those companies are the companies that are benefiting in so I really don't understand what is trying to do, because the state of that municipality, it is so bad, they can't even provide any service to the community. The phone line are not working. You know, they've not been able to print the statement because they were owing the company called Moonsoft up until a certain time paying that company, or I don't know how much they pay that company. The sewer system, it is running, they are not doing anything. All they do is to steal the money. And the most concerning part about the policy and its corruption, each and every time when an equitable share is about to be given to the policy, there's a sabotage of electricity in what time. And every time when they're about to receive that equitable share, definitely something like that happens. And we have been requesting to them, can you please investigate what is currently happening? But they've been failing to do so much.
Okay, let's address a bit. There's something that you said that really puzzled me. You said that the municipality failed to pay Eskom, then they went somewhere else to get the power.
Yes.
Is that how I can say it correctly?
They actually went into a substation of Eskom and put a certain line without any authorization from the Eskom. Instead of taking the money that they've used billions of rand to put that line, instead of paying the Eskom the amount they are owing to reduce, you know, their debt. Luazitindi appoint a company that is taking millions of rands out of the punishment. That guy is a criminal. He deserves to be investigated. He is looting our municipality. And, you know, there are people within that concern who are protecting Luazitindi. They want to keep the man because of their benefit.
Okay, so what have you done as a community? I know that you say you've written to the municipality, went to the municipality to ask to have meetings. What about the district? Have you tried and lobbied in the district to a larger extent for them to intervene?
Look, Mesa, I will tell you about Waltam Gomezulu, the most useless district mayor ever. You can't tell me about Waltam Gomezulu. You can't tell me about the administration of Maganzob. Those people are useless. The only thing they know is to come to the palace and loot the man. That's why ANC is fighting with everything they have to still be in that municipality so that they can keep on stealing. These people are stealing, Musa. Understand? Mm-hmm. You cannot. Even if you can write to province to say, we have this kind of a problem in the palisade, they're not going to respond to you. But campaign time, the likes of Spidina Shilo, they are coming. The likes of Manganzovo, they are coming. But issues affecting the community, they don't attend to them.
Okay, let's do like this, because I don't have the solution. But I know that there's a select committee on public participation, petitions and members' legislative proposals within the legislature. Maybe I would implore you to try that avenue. I know that the chairperson there is S. Mashangu. It's a select committee that consists of about 8 members, including that of the FF Plus, HNSA, DA, EFF, MK, and the ANC. Maybe as a community, seek consensus and write at least to them. I've since noted that there was a community in Covenant Bigby that wrote about the stadium, and they wrote to the committee, and the committee went and observed that particular stadium, and they are currently, the legislature has summoned the executive mayor, the MM, and all the officials of the municipality into the legislature to account. So maybe let's do that for now, while we await for the MM and the executive mayor to come and give their side of the story, because I don't have all the answers.
Yeah, and you know, Musa, one other thing, with the committee members of Ward 3, they have the majority of the community members in Ward 3, they have the historical debt. their own municipality. And since from last year, I wrote a letter requesting a meeting with the political leaders and the administration leaders to say members of Ward 3, they are coming forward, they want to pay their current account and they want to resolve the issue of historical debt. Despite putting that municipality into a current precarious position, we have shown magnanimity towards that situation to say we are open, we want to engage you to resolve the issue. They don't want to meet us because they don't want us to ask, you know, some of the questions which they are not going to answer. Recently we had a march that was organized by SANCO. The memorandum of concern was submitted, and till today there's no response. Understand that, by the way, I was not surprised because SANCO was used that march to salvage what is left of the ANC in the Palisades. Because if SANCO took that much serious, SANCO should have held, you know, the municipality accountable, including the stakeholders, because at the end of the day, SANCO excluded stakeholders when they are now engaging the municipality. They were supposed to include all the stakeholders to go and engage the municipality to say, we need answers of this memorandum that we have submitted to you. But until today, there's no response. So the party says it is far from changing from its current situation. If nationally, national government doesn't intervene in the situation of the Palestine, then the Palestine will be like that for a longest time. But one thing for sure, Mosa, we are prepared. We are going to fight. Some of us, we are going to fight. Although we are experiencing people threatening us, we are prepared. We are going to fight all the injustices that are happening into the Palestine. We are going to fight till the end.
For sure. Really appreciate you. Nkosana, Ngomezi, really appreciate you, my brother. And thank you so much for, you know, allowing to speak to us and sharing and some of the concerns of the community of the Palestine, particularly those who are staying in Ward 3. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Nkosana Mgomezulu, he's in Ward 3 of the Palestine municipality, alleges that there's serious embedded corruption in that local municipality where the municipal manager has appointed companies that he controls. And he's mentioned those names. I've written them down. I think he said Nomrik, Vumazonke, and Hashtag. What do you make of that conversation, Pumala? Give us a sense, number 1013757009.